Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
We have new microphones, so...
I'm so excited.
So, excuse me if I'm struggling to figure out...
They're really fancy.
They are, but...
And there's no spit guard. So does that mean I can spit all over these?
Well, I appreciate it if you didn't spit all over my, you know, expensive equipment, but I'm figuring out the volume of these still.
So be careful of your eardrums.
Yeah, we're not peaking too much. I think we're fine. All right, let's talk about the holidays. First, this last weekend, but it's going to be tonight for us, daylight savings.
Daylight savings.
So this is my favorite time of year. Everyone's like, oh, I lost an hour of sleep. But I'm like, listen, it's the weekend. Calm down. But also, the sun doesn't set until like 6 or 7 now.
Let's just leave it here.
Yes. No more changing.
Yeah. Let's just start new.
Yeah.
And never change our clocks again.
That's exactly what Arizona does. And Hawaii, I believe.
And Hawaii. Why can't we just, everyone just decide and we just do it? Why does it have to be a law?
Well, didn't we vote on that?
I don't know.
Well, it has to be a law because, like, there's government-run things that you need to know the times are.
If no one shows up, they're going to have to change it. The majority rules.
All right. I'm trying to read what... Oh, happy Barbie Day.
Barbie.
Does she have a theme song?
I don't think so. Barbie wasn't your thing. Those little Kelly dolls were, and G.I. Joes.
I mean, I had Barbies. I had G.I. Joes, Barbies, Tommy dolls, Kelly dolls. I had them all.
Well, most of the Barbies were Colleen's.
Yeah, but I played with them.
Yeah.
All right. And then it is also Fill Our Staplers Day.
That's important.
That's really important.
Because you're busy, you need to staple something, and then...
I'm going to do a testing eco-friendly products, part 7,000. And one of them that I'm going to test is a stapler that doesn't use staples. It just like punctures and clips the paper to make it stick to each other. And I'm very fascinated.
There has to be like secret glue in it or something.
Well, no, because it like punctures it and folds the paper at the same time so they all grab each other. I'm sure it's not as secure as a staple. Listen, I haven't tried the product yet. I'm just excited to try it. But what I'm thinking is like, because it's smart because... You can't recycle a paperclip, but people aren't going to take the paperclips out of stacks of paper unless they're a receptionist and that's their job to throw like the staples end up in the recycling when they shouldn't.
Then why are you talking about paperclips?
Staplers.
Paperclips. You said paperclips.
Did I?
And I'm like, wait, is there something to do with paperclips?
No.
Okay, staplers.
I was talking about staplers.
You know, and have you ever stepped on those staples when they fall out and you're like...
No.
Okay, they hurt.
I've stepped on a tack once. That went through my foot.
That hurts.
Yeah. Man, I'm really stressed about the fact that I said paperclip and not stapler.
You did.
Oh, no.
It's okay, though.
My head is hot, but I'm wearing a beanie, so I can't take the beanie off because then my hair will look ridiculous.
Hat hair, beanie hair. You have beanie hair today.
I'm in that dead zone of hair. You don't know what to do with it.
Toddler hair today.
Toddler hair?
Toddler.
You were hanging out with a toddler. My mom was...
For days.
She just...
And it was...
Got off
blast.
Duty. It's also False Teeth Day.
I don't have any false teeth, do you?
Mm-mm.
I loved it when my grandma took out her false teeth and then she made this face and talked and it was really funny.
I don't like that. And it is also Get Over It Day. Get Over It.
Get over it.
Get
Every
over
day
it.
Should be get over it day.
Get over it.
No, get over
no,
it.
No. Some things we shouldn't just get over.
True.
Little things like get over it.
Get over it.
Just get over it. But there's some things I don't think we should get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, it's National Meatball Day.
You don't celebrate that.
Well, listen, I used to love a good meatball sub.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I don't think there was ever a meatball sub I didn't love.
Okay. You can make it with Beyond Burgers. You can make meatballs with Beyond Burger.
I feel like you and I should do a cooking show together.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm so up for this, or down. What's the word?
I'm up for it. I'm down for it.
I'm all over it.
You can be both directions for it. You can't be east or east or west.
I'm up and down for this.
Yeah, I'm side to side for it.
And next.
Okay, so before we get into the news of the day, I want to talk about our first sponsor for today. Support for all things internet comes from Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. With Capital One Walmart Rewards Card, you'll earn unlimited 5% back at Walmart Online. That's 5% back at Walmart Online when you grab your new shades for your beach trip, new boots for your hiking trip, or noise-canceling headphones when you need some vacation me time. You'll also earn 2% in Walmart stores, restaurants, and travel, and 1% on everything else. When you want all that, you need the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. What's in your wallet? Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One. You know Capital One was my first credit card?
Was it really?
Yeah, they were the only one that would give me a credit card because my credit score was so bad. But they had faith in me. Haven't missed a payment. They helped me get my credit score up.
That's great.
So I could buy a house. Just saying. They have a special little place in my heart. All right, news for the day. Of course, we have to talk about the coronavirus because it's just getting bigger and spreading.
Yes.
Amazon, Google, Facebook, and Microsoft are asking Seattle-based staff to work from home.
Good.
Which is a good start. So the companies are still going, working, making money, but let's do it from home. Mm-hmm. We don't need to go out. There's no need for it. And then Twitter asked the same of its staff, but they're not in Seattle. But Seattle has a few cases and a death. So right. Seattle's taking more precautions than... I mean, there are coronavirus cases here in LA.
Well, there's like 64 of them in Washington and 60 in California. So
yeah.
we're up
but
there.
But I don't think... No one in California has died yet.
Yes, they have.
Yes. Oh, my mom is more knowledgeable on it than I am.
I'm tracking it. See? Oh, wait. That's not it.
Oh, did you know that Amazon had a Seattle employee that is now in quarantine with coronavirus and two in Italy? So... people working on your shipments from Amazon have had the coronavirus.
Wipe your packages.
Right?
With
I told
Clorox
Matt, let's
Lysol.
Just not order anything for a while. But then he was like, we're going to have to order toilet paper because people went crazy. And the CDC was like, everyone, function is normal. If your work lets you work from home, great. But just wash your hands, stay healthy, whatever. Yeah. Everyone was like, great, got it. Buy all the toilet paper and bottled water, canned food and frozen food. Got it. And the CDC was like, no, we don't need to do this. And everyone's like, nope, we got it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing. So now there's me, a normal person who's not stressing out, doing exactly what they said, washing my hands with soap while singing the happy birthday song twice and just hand sanitizing and, you know, making conscious decisions of what I touch and don't touch.
Yep.
And I'm not going out and doing crazy things. I'm just, you know, food, home.
Wash your hands in between.
Yes. And so I know I'm going to run out of toilet paper and paper towels soon. And Matt was like, yeah, we're going to just have to order it. I'm like, I want to order it because we're the people at the warehouses.
Just wipe it down. Wipe it down.
I know. I'm trying to remain calm because we're supposed to. Well, and everyone else is just...
California has 75 confirmed cases and one deceased.
Okay. There we go.
So we're right up there with New York. But they don't have a deceased. Yay.
Oh, good for them. Okay. We also need to touch on the fact that every newspaper that's coming out with an article about the coronavirus is using an Asian person in a medical mask as their picture to talk about the coronavirus. Can we stop being racist? Yes, it started in China.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that doesn't mean if you're Asian, you have it.
That's right. And the mask doesn't...
The mask doesn't do anything unless you're already sick.
Yes.
Like, I'm so annoyed every time they talk about the coronavirus. It's like an Asian person in a mask. I mean, can you stop it? Yeah. There was one article where they were like, Starbucks in New York, blah, 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 has something about the coronavirus. And they had a picture of an Asian person with a mask in front of Starbucks. And it wasn't even in... New York. It was in it was in China or something. And people were like, you had to find that.
Yeah.
There are 1,000 Starbuckses in New York. And you had to use And it's making just racism more because people are just harassing Asian people now.
Yep.
And now Asian people, I saw some girl was going to volunteer at the fair and she got an email saying, sorry, you're Asian. You can't because people will be scared because you're Asian. Just because you're Asian, it's not a genetic thing.
No.
It's not genetic.
No.
I'm sure most of the Asians in America haven't even been to China.
Probably not.
So, like, what? I'm sorry. Also, Blaze just did a big sigh. My mom laughed at it. All right. I wanted to say this. Everyone's stocking up on toilet paper and bottled waters. Yo, get a bidet and water filters. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
All right. And also, how is Flint supposed to wash their hands? Because they still don't have clean water. Thank you very much. Moving on.
Well, maybe their water's so polluted it'll kill the virus on their hand.
And they'll just get other cancers.
Oh, no, 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 no. That needs to be fixed.
Yes. All right, moving on. Amazon. This does not have to do with coronavirus. Amazon is reportedly working to find a cure for the common cold. What? Who do they think they are?
Did you say Amazon?
Amazon.
Okay.
So,
do they have a medical lab or something?
They just randomly were like, you know what? We're gonna find a cure for the common cold. So they hired a bunch of research and medical staff.
Okay.
Why
don't you stop right now and work on the flu or...
Yeah, the coronavirus.
Coronavirus or cancer or...
Because, the cold isn't that... it would be nice if you had the sniffles.
It's annoying.
It's annoying. But I'm like, okay, if they figure that out. But what? They're not scientists. I mean, they hired them. But what a random just all right, what are we going to do today? Well.
Let's cure the cold.
Cure the cold. We have no research in that field. Well, we're going to get some. They sell. I don't know.
Well, their sales would go down then for people buying Kleenex and cold medication.
Do you think they're not going to sell the
right.
cure for the common cold? It's going to be so expensive. Oh, I saw another thing that was all these people are price gouging and it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then someone made a very good point. So when people are in need, price gouging is illegal. But a $5 vial of insulin...
Mm-hmm.
is allowed to be sold for $700. How is that not illegal? So that's vote wisely this November. YouTube. Sorry. I've been seeing all of these things saying YouTube children content faces new threats from the Kids Act. And then I'm like, what now?
Are we going on to this again?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, who's still making kids content at this point?
Yeah.
And they said they're going to narrow down on unboxing videos. I'm like, who's still doing those?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I don't know who's still doing them, but...
What?
Nothing. It's okay.
No, I want you to tell me.
I'm just blown away that they have so many views, unboxing videos.
Oh, yeah.
Because Flynn will watch occasionally. An unboxing video of cars and trucks.
Yeah.
And this guy's playing with them as he's unboxing them all. Mesmerizing.
Really?
And who would have thought of something like that?
Kids. Kids
But he
love
was a
that.
Grown-up man doing
well,
it.
Well, yeah. Well, he knows what kids like.
Yeah.
Well,
are we going to talk about the big purple elephant in the room?
Oh, in a minute.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, they said that they're going to aim unboxing videos. And they're not going to ban those videos, but they're going to prohibit YouTube from recommending them to children. But I thought that's what was already happening.
Okay, but why can't you unbox?
Because then you're aiming, it's because you're telling kids to buy it. You're advertising to kids.
Oh.
Which, again, I don't understand how Nickelodeon and Disney Channel is allowed to advertise to kids. But I just still don't understand, and I don't understand how this is any different than the other stuff that's already been happening.
I don't know.
I just don't get it. Also about YouTube, they're demonetizing videos about the coronavirus.
Okay.
And creators are mad, but they say it's a sensitive topic. So I think that people are trying to profit off it,
That's wrong.
That's wrong, but there are genuine news outlets, mm-hmm. Philip DeFranco and other people who... tell you the news daily or weekly. Like we don't tell you the news. We just talk about stuff. But coronavirus always comes up. So if we got demonetized for it, I would be like, hey, wait.
I'm
just talking. I'm not doing like a funny skit to like, mm-hmm. you know, profit off the humor part of it. There's no humor. But I'm like, come, So I get why people are mad, except when they are buttheads. Katy Perry, do you remember her?
She's pregnant.
Mm-hmm. She's pregnant with Orlando Bloom's sperm.
Oh, Rachel.
The baby daddy is Orlando Bloom, but I mixed up my words and had her to end fiance. It that way. Is that who? I didn't know if they were married or not. I don't think they got married yet,
but they're... It's her fiance.
Okay. Well,
so that's exciting.
Yeah, she announced it in a music video. People are very excited for her. Hope the baby's healthy and she's healthy and everyone's healthy and happy and everything goes great and they're all a happiness. That's it. That's all I care about.
Babies are always happy.
No, well, babies are not always happy.
No, that's not what I meant.
What?
As a grandma, babies are always happy.
No, unless colic exists.
Well, I know that.
Speaking of babies, Justin Bieber has a tour. Got you.
You got me good.
I got you. Justin Bieber has a tour planned and they sold all these tickets and stuff. And then they just announced that they had to downsize a bunch of the arenas for unforeseen circumstances. Basically, he wasn't selling tickets to his tour. So they had to go from like these huge stadiums to these smaller venues. So the dates and the times have changed. So that just sucks for people who've already bought tickets and planned stuff. Because I know people who buy airplane tickets based on
and hotel reservations. Yeah. And
airline tickets are annoying and I have to switch around. So, yeah. I mean, I understand why he had to switch it. Like, otherwise he would lose money because he's renting out huge venues. But I just think it just sucks for everyone involved.
Yes, it does.
Something a little...
Okay.
I don't think you know who Post Malone is.
No.
Post Malone is a singer. Yeah, I don't think he raps much. Maybe, I don't know. He's a singer, artist, musical artist. Blaze is staring out the window. That's your father. He's doing the same thing he's been doing all day, every day for the past week. He's tearing up the grass, Blaze. Okay.
He's smelling it.
He's smelling it, which is good. So Post Malone is a singer.
Maybe he unearthed some good cat turds or
something. You know what? There are... My neighbor's cat, Roman, always comes in our yard and poops.
Well, that's what he's smelling.
Yeah. And every time...
Must have hit a good patch.
Every time I take the dogs out front, they immediately try and find the poop. And it's like sometimes I know there's poop out there and I can't find it, so I'll take them out there to track the poop down so I can pick it up. But I'm like, cat, this is not your yard. And why are we allowing cats to poop in other people's yards? But if I let my dogs poop in other people's yards and then don't pick it up, I mean, I would hate myself for that. I always pick up my dog's poop. But, like, why are cats just allowed to run around and do it?
They are. They are.
I'm like, every time I see him, I'm like, Roman, he's such a good cat that I can't. He's pooping in my yard, but, like,
there's repellent you can put out there.
Okay, we might have to try that. Because now our lawn is just basically a litter box at this point.
It is now.
It is. Yeah, we tore up almost all the grass. Matt's got about one strip left to go. Anyway, we were talking about Post Malone.
Post Malone.
He's a musical artist.
Okay. Sometimes rap.
Is
that what you said?
Yeah. No, I think he just collabs with rappers.
Okay.
He sings. But he's come up with some good hits and he's always done like drugs and alcohol. It's been kind of open that he's always done drugs and alcohol. But there's a bunch of videos going around of his last few concerts of him just out of it. And it just doesn't seem right. And everyone and the internet's finally like, hey guys, maybe we should can we bring this to attention that like, it seems like it's not, he doesn't have a handle on it. Because like people can drink and do drugs and kind of have a handle on it. But it doesn't look, I know your look, that just, but like, there gets to a point when everyone goes, okay.
Enough.
And I think like a lot of us are at the point where we're seeing this video and we're like, okay, maybe you've had enough. And
can his managers help him or something?
It's, well, no one can help him but himself once he decides.
I know that, but you know, they can postpone or.
Well, yeah, but it depends if money is their number one object. But the internet was like, hey, let's do something now instead of when he's gone and all of us gone, oh, I wish we would have done something.
So what are they doing?
Well, nothing. I mean, it's just the internet talking about it at this point. But I think we're all kind of trying to bring it to light so that maybe if it gets big enough, he has to address it. But I saw some people were like, you're just now caring about this? He talks about drugs and alcohol all the time in his songs. We're like, okay, yes, we are just now talking. Why is that a bad thing? I don't get this about the internet. And we're like, oh, this is an issue. Let's fix it. And they're like, oh, no. You want to? We're like, it doesn't matter. Okay, now. I'm sorry. My mom is stressed. But I just hate when people are like, if I finally was like, you know what? This is a bad thing. And people are like, you just now realizing this is bad. I'm like, yes. Why are you giving me crap for it? Why can't, like, I want
to
fix it. They
should say, welcome to the club.
Now welcome to the club. Glad you got here.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I hate when people do that. When people are like, oh, you're just now joining the fight against blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yes.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Are you going to be a butthead and make me not want to? I don't understand what the issue is. So, I hope Post Malone gets some help.
I hope so, too.
And if, and I hope he's, you know, I hope he's okay. And if he's not, I hope he gets his help. You know. All yes. Right. On to some more brighter news.
I smell chocolate. Do you smell chocolate? Nope. Okay.
Is it my coffee?
No. It's chocolate. It's... Somebody's baking brownies somewhere in the neighborhood.
Oh, man. There's a guy down the street from my house. He has like a mobile barbecue company. And it's like his license plate are like Rib Boss or Barbecue King and stuff. Oh, when you walk past that house, Blaze and I both, our noses just go... I had the biggest discussion with Blaze, my dog. It was ribs. I could tell he was cooking some good ribs. And I was like, Blaze, I know you won't appreciate how good that is. Like, you obviously want to eat it. And as someone who doesn't eat meat, I can still appreciate that those are some good smelling ribs. Yeah. Like, this dude, you can tell, just knows how to do it. Anyway, so every time I walk past his house, my mouth waters. But before we move on to the topics you guys asked me to talk about, but didn't quite fit in the normal segment of things, let's talk about our second sponsor for today.
Yes.
Which is Best Fiends. I've talked about Best Fiends a couple times on my main channel before, and now we get to work with them on the podcast for the second time, which is great for me because I am still playing it to this day, playing it this morning. Best Fiends is a phone game that's extremely fun to play. I lose track of time when I play it. I've also lost track of which level I'm at. I am somewhere in the 900s at this point. I think the last time we talked about them, I was in the 700s, so I'm a little addicted. It's a phone game where you collect little creatures to help you beat the puzzles and advance to the next level. I love trying to collect all the little creatures and seeing what the next guy can do. The more you collect, the bigger they grow, the cooler they get. So trust me, you'll want to download and play it. I have a lot of fun with it, and I'm sure you will too. So if you want to engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters, trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile game is a must play. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends Without the R. Best Fiends.
I have to see what level I'm on.
I played it this morning. Hold on, let me see what level I'm
on.
I want to see what level I'm on. Just 986.
All right. You ready to hear mine?
Yeah.
Still loading.
Oh. I thought you were going to like blow me out of the water like 2000 something.
I don't know the
Give
level.
Give me your phone. 506.
Yes. Where'd you see that?
The dot.
Oh, the dot.
Oh, my okay. God.
Oh, and you're at 7?
No, 986. All right, so on to topics you wanted me to talk about but didn't quite fit in the layout for the day. Deanna? Yeah, that's her name. Says, it's your birthday in 30 days. Well, it's less than now.
Less than.
But, yep, there it is.
What you gonna do?
I don't know.
You wanna go parachuting?
No.
Do you...
I don't have the desire to do those death-defying things anymore.
Well, it's not death-defying if you have a parachute on.
What if the parachute doesn't work?
Then you're death.
Dead. Then death.
Do you want to go to a sports game?
Maybe, but no, because the coronavirus.
Do you want to come to my house and I'll make you something vegan?
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
Or you could come here and we could have a cookie baking party.
Let's do it.
All right. We'll figure it out. I still got lots of days to figure that one
lots
out.
Lots of days.
Bianca says, Chris making you a guitar. Here's the purple elephant in the room. If you are watching on YouTube and not just listening, you'll see this beautiful purple guitar. If you're listening, let me describe it to you. It's a guitar. It's got a purpley sparkle with black knobs and gold other things, and it
fret
is,
bars,
fret bars, and it's hanging on the wall.
It's beautiful, actually.
My brother has a channel gifted guitars. We've talked about him a few times, and he made me a Lakers themed guitar, which making it purple and gold. The back is purple.
I saw when he was making it.
Yeah, this one I felt really bad. This guitar gave him trouble.
It did.
It gave him lots of trouble because he first wanted to stain it because I love working with wood, so he wanted the wood to show through the stain and just have this beautiful color, and then the stain just did not work.
Mm-mm.
And he tried so many different things, and finally he was like, okay, purple, painting it purple with the he filmed the whole process. You can watch the whole process on his channel. But I felt so bad because he's been working on this one a long yes. time. He's finished like 3-4 guitars in between, because like this one he kept having, you have to paint it, then dry it, sand it, dry it, sand, man, plan, paint, slack, plan. There's all these little different levels when you just start over again.
It turned out great.
I love it.
Yeah.
We hung it on the wall within 2 days, which is the fastest we've hung anything up. I've got actually paintings that we got before that are just yes. sitting in the side of the room that I haven't put up yet. So it's beautiful. I love it. I have not played it yet, but maybe one day.
Okay.
That's all. Have you ever played a guitar?
Yes. Acoustical.
Okay. Mavis wants me to talk about my VIP Fabletics situation. Did you read my tweet?
I did.
I'm an idiot. So, well, I'm not. But a year ago, there was like a coupon code for Fabletics. Right. And I was like, I want to try those bicycle shorts with the pockets on the side.
Yes.
And then I think I also bought a pair of black leggings.
You bought some for me.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did. So I bought a few things, checked out, and that was the end of it. And then every time I sign on to I check my bank accounts regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I signed in, which is usually around the first of the month, I go in and I make sure everything's in order. But on the first of the month, I always see that the Fabletics $49.95 was pending. But every month when I went on from like the first to the fifth, it was always pending. And I was like, wow, what is happening? I don't understand. Why is this constantly pending? And then a few days ago, it was like the fifth, I went on and I was like, oh, that pending is gone. And then I looked and every month that pending went through. And I thought it was the same pending because I tweeted, Fabletics signed me up for this VIP membership and they've been taking $50 a month from me. And everyone's
and
like, how did you not?
You anything?
No. And people are like, because what I did was I kept getting notified. You know, when you buy something from somewhere online, you get 1,000 emails every day with all these promotions. I clicked unsubscribe from all emails.
Oh, you have to actually contact them.
Yeah. Well, I unsubscribed from all emails. And then that pending thing kept happening. And so I never noticed that every month they were taking yeah. $50 from me. And everyone online was like, how did you not notice $50 being left from your account? Everyone's trying to make me feel really bad for not noticing. Thanks.
Stop.
I had to call and cancel. Yeah, I had to call and cancel yeah. it. And because they were like, well. And the girl on the phone was really nice, but you could tell she was just reading from the script. She has to read from yes. every 10 minutes because everybody, because I asked her at one point, I was like, do you get these? Because I got really mad at one point. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the system. She goes, it's okay. I was like, do you deal with these calls a lot? And she goes, yes.
Yes.
And I have to remind myself they yes. aren't mad at me. They're mad at the system. And I was yeah. like, yeah. So like that is her entire job, is just people being, and everyone online was like, yep, they did the same to me. If you buy anything with a promo code.
Yes.
Or if you click that VIP price, they don't really explain what's going on.
No.
But they just automatically sign you up for this VIP membership. And then at the first of the month, they give you a $50 credit.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to decide by the fifth to skip that month
mm-hmm.
or to use the credit. And if you don't do anything, they credit your account $50. So you're basically every month buying a $50 gift card to this company. And you have until the fifth to say, no, I don't want to buy it this month. So that's why every time I went on.
Oh, so wait a minute. So do you have like a
yeah,
big credit?
I had like a $500 credit.
Did they reimburse you?
Well, no, because they're like, well, you have you $500.
So now
credits.
You have $500.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of leggings and
there
shorts.
There you go. Okay.
So like.
Lesson learned.
Yeah.
Now you know.
But that's why every time I signed on the first or second, when
pending.
I do my business stuff, is when it said pending.
Yeah.
So I always saw it pending. I never saw it go through because I don't right. go down and like check everything that's been done.
Yeah.
And so I was like, are you kidding me? The whole thing was stupid. But oh, my camera stopped recording. Hold on. But that's how that company, I think, just makes money. Is sure. just doing that.
Yeah.
Because, like, technically you get products at the end of it. You get a product because.
Yes.
But they charge, like, $59 for a sports bra or a t-shirt or anything. It's really ridiculous.
Sorry.
I've never had a brand deal with them. I'm glad because I wouldn't be able to speak so openly about it right now. All right. So Lucy wants us to talk about how we've had 2 years.
2 years,
of all
Rachel.
Things internet. We have had this podcast for 2 years, honestly.
2 years.
I am surprised we've made it this long. We've had our ups and downs.
We've had our times.
We've had our complications.
We have had
our scheduling conflicts.
Oh, my goodness.
First few episodes the first few months couldn't figure out how the microphones worked. Look at us now. Brand new working
brand
microphones.
New so now we got to do it for nope.
Nope.
At least another 2 years to pay for the microphones.
Yeah.
There we
go.
Well,
luckily we had two sponsors for today, so we're good.
Oh, okay.
But you had to go on bus tour.
There's been all kinds of things.
Yeah. But I always made sure, and you always were down to help, but like to make sure we put an episode up every week.
Yep. And do a day early or sometimes 2 days early because
we've done it 4 days early.
It's when you don't live in the same town, it's a little
hard. It gets hard. We've had some special guests. It's been a good time.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we should talk about your light switch.
Oh, we will.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it. Hey, you didn't watch the video in my last video, did you?
No, I've been watching a toddler.
He takes naps. That's all I'm saying.
And who do you think naps with him?
I wish me. All right. We're going to move on to the game for the day, which is define that word.
Oh, boy.
We haven't played this in a hot second, but I found 4 words that I want you to describe. They are new words that people are using in...
New words? Okay.
Either in 2019 they decided this was a word or in 2020.
So they made up a word.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. No, well, every word was made up.
Well, okay. Go.
All right. Freegan.
Freegan?
Yeah.
Freegan. Oh, man. That made me so freegan mad. No?
No. It's...
Use it in a sentence. Then I can guess.
The freegan might find some food in that dumpster over there.
A freeloader.
It's the combination of free and vegan. So it is a vegan that dumpster dives. Because they don't feel that food should be thrown out.
I've never heard that before.
Neither have I. So that was fun. Okay. Hippotherapy.
Oh, I know this one. It has to do with water. Or hippos. One of the two. Water. Water. Therapy. Hippotherapy. Hippotherapy.
That's the word.
Very depressed hippos getting some therapy. I don't know. What is it, Rachel?
Oh, my God.
Good for them.
It is a type of occupational therapy based on horse riding.
Oh, riding, not riding.
Yes,
okay,
riding. Not writing. Okay. Riding.
Why hippo? Oh, okay.
I don't know why hippotherapy.
Okay.
I don't know why your hippo hip? Meant... Horse? You think it would be horse therapy?
No, you'd think it'd be hippos in therapy.
No, I mean like the name. Why would they name horse therapy hippo therapy?
I don't know.
All right, you should know this one. What is bingeable?
Bingeable?
Bingeable.
Oh, bingeable. It's bendable, but binge. You're gonna binge on it. Binge. Oh, bingeable. You want to binge on it. So it's bingeable. What? Like ice cream. I could binge on that. It's bingeable.
Okay. Yeah. It's more used in the sense of Netflix shows, like a TV show.
Oh, that kind of bit. Yes.
Yes.
Let's
there you
binging.
Go.
I'd prefer ice cream over a TV show.
There you go. So like Grey's Anatomy, bingeable. Okay. All right.
Gotcha.
There you go. All right. Last one.
I kind of got that one.
You did. Thank you. You did kind of get this one. You Bing. Might know this word because of Corey. Zaddy.
Oh, I can't do it like that. But
what is a zaddy?
Zaddy. I can hear Corey.
Yes, but what does it mean?
No.
It's an exceptionally attractive, appealing, and fashionable guy with swag and sex appeal.
Zaddy.
So he's a zaddy.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to some questions. We only have three today. I felt like not many people ask questions.
They know everything about us.
Follow us at Podcast ATI, and that's where you can ask us questions.
Mm-hmm.
Someone was like, you should do a podcast where you just answer questions about yourself. I was like, you run out. You run out of questions.
You would. Because you'd run see the out. Same ones over and over.
Yeah. All right. Summer says, have you ever thought of teaching Blaze or Snoop to do a backflip? Listen, different dogs can do different things.
Yes.
My dogs would never be able to do a backflip. They are not bendy.
Bingeable. That's different.
That's a different thing.
Okay. Okay. Neither is Cinderella, my dog. She wouldn't be able to do a backflip.
No, these big, meaty, muscular dogs, they're a log.
Yeah.
They're not a twig.
No.
Twigs you can bend.
Or a bendy straw.
They're not a bendy straw. They're a metal straw. So some dogs can do different things. So my dog can pull you across the country on a sled, but they cannot do backflips.
No.
Cheyenne wants to know what Matt thought of the light switch you installed. Love or hate it? So the light switch currently in this room is
it's pretty
cute.
Arcade
buttons.
Okay.
That's their arcade buttons.
Okay.
My last video I did was testing weird products you guys asked for, and someone asked me to test out this light switch.
Do you like it?
Yeah, but all of our lights are dimmable, and you can't dim with that.
Oh.
It's just on or off. That was our only flaw.
So is red off?
Yes.
Okay.
I did it that way on purpose.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Matt didn't say anything about it.
Well, you do some pretty bizarre
it's
things around
just
here.
Just one of those
so...
things where he goes, okay. All right, then. I'm working. All right. And then RedShoe72 says, I'm curious to know if you read your DMs on Twitter and Instagram or if you reply to fans. I sometimes read my DMs on Twitter. And sometimes I do respond. And then, but you gotta give me something worth replying to. Never will I, I get tweets all the time. Rachel, give me a shout out. Okay, you don't have a profile picture. Your username is numbers. And I don't know you. Why do you deserve a shout out? What am I supposed to say? Shout out to 7439-6214.
Just, hey, like, here's a shout out to everyone that covers everybody.
But like, I don't understand what that does.
I don't know.
But usually DMs are a little better and I'll respond to the funny ones and whatnot. but Instagram, I never do. And this is going to sound, I don't know. I'm going to explain it. I'm going to be real with you guys. On Instagram, once you've DM'd, so like with Instagram, I have it so I only can DM people. I only DM people that I follow them and they follow me. It has to be a mutual follow for them to get in my DMs.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a separate section where people can DM me and I can go look and see it all, but I never look there because once you DM someone back, they have it opens the floodgates and they can DM you whenever they want. And I keep my Instagram where I only follow people that I know or are celebrities. You know what? We all have that guilty pleasure. And I like to follow those. So it's friends, family, the guilty pleasures. And so I like to be able to see my DMs of just the friends and whatever. And while a lot of you guys are very, you would respect the DM-ness of it all.
But you don't know who that would be until it's too
and
late.
I have accidentally opened the floodgates because of giveaways and stuff, which is another reason why it's harder for me to do giveaways on Instagram. But I've opened the floodgates and it's just, hey, 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 Rachel, hey, I see you're online. Rachel, hey, 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 oh my God, hi,
you can
wait,
see if
hey,
you're online?
Hi. Yeah, if you have the DMs are open, they can see the green little button.
I don't know this stuff.
And so it gets like okay, you disrespected the open door. You disrespected, there's no way to get them out the door and close the door. So that's why it's a little harder for Instagram. On Twitter, that's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
That's my free-for-all. You can DM me as much as you want. You can do whatever you want in my DMs over there, because that is for that space. Yeah. I go there and that's what it's for. And you can, and then I love, like, usually people will do that. And then 2 years later, they come back and go, oh my God, I was so annoying. I'm like, it's fine. That one's fine. You can do that there. That's, you know, whatever. But on my Instagram, I like to keep it a little neat and tidy.
Instagram and Facebook, I don't read them. But on Twitter, I will. When I have a big chunk of time for something, I will read. I may not respond, but I read.
Yeah.
All right. And there's usually really sweet notes.
Yeah. It is. It is sweet over there. I like it. So that's all the questions we have.
Well, that's it.
Well, that's it. Do you have anything you'd like to add, Mom?
No. I had to think about it.
I don't think I have anything else. I think we talked about everything.
I think we covered it all.
We covered it all. It's been about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
We're good. All right. Thanks, Capital One and Best Fiends, for sponsoring today's episode, supporting us, loving us. We love you back. And, Tuesday's video is me doing an update on the products I still use.
I like those.
And just so you all know, so you should tune in and watch, get off TikTok for a minute and go watch that on Tuesday. All right, Mom, you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.